Let's talk a little more Black Bear football, if we can, as we're joined on the telephone line by the senior tight end of the Maine Black Bears, Drew Belcher. Drew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Man, that was a heck of a game on Saturday. Terrific win for the Black Bears. How are you guys feeling now?
We're feeling great, honestly. That was a huge win for us. Obviously, you know, the past couple years, we've struggled in the month of November. Especially, you know, those are all meaningful games. To go down there, their homecoming against a really good football team and get the win, that was a great feeling.
Big day for you. You had four receptions. You lead all CAA tight ends in catches, although I think the most impressive thing I saw you do was be part of that rugby scrum that got Ramon Jefferson into the end zone. That was a total team effort getting that touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. You know, that was just the epitome of Black Bear football, I think, you know, just being tough and being resilient. Obviously, you know, at that stage of the game, when they just came down and tied it up, and, you know, we need to answer on offense, and we were able to do that. And obviously, Ramon was running hard all day. But, you know, that play, I think we had probably, you know, nine guys running behind them. So, you know, that was a really cool play.
I mentioned you lead all tight ends in the conference in receptions. I have to also mention that as a thrower this year, you're 4-for-4 on pass attempts with two touchdowns. I don't even understand how the quarterback rating system works, but I got to think that would be a perfect score.
Oh yeah, I've been joking around, with the coaches saying, I haven't thrown any completion all year, so you can't beat that. But you know, I think it's a credit to Coach Nick Charlton. I think he's done a great job with the offense. I think, you know, the way he's designed those certain plays, and, you know, I've just really had to throw to guys who are wide open. So, you know, credit to him, and we've been able to execute them, and they've worked out.
Well, I have to give credit to you because you came to Maine from Reading as a quarterback. You played very well when you were needed early in your career. You've made this transition to tight end, and obviously it wasn't your first choice, but what is it that made you say, look, I'm going to embrace this and do what's best for the Black Bears as a team?
It was the best for the team. It was best for my teammates. You know, it's kind of always how I've been raised. I got to give credit to my parents, honestly. You know, when you deal with a situation like that, you know, obviously it wasn't ideal. Obviously, at the moment, you know, I was just thinking, oh, you know, I lost the quarterback competition. I was upset. But, you know, I was raised in a way that, you know, it's always make the best of the situation. So I just the second they told me and I switched over the position, I just wanted to be the best tight end I possibly could and to help our team win games. So I think that's the biggest way. That's the way I looked at it. And, you know, it's worked out pretty well so far.
Your team seems like such a tight group this year. That starts obviously with the coaches, but also leadership from the veteran players like yourself. Does it have a different feel to you this season?
Yeah, no doubt. I think this is honestly the tightest knit group I've been around my, you know, 4.5, 5 years here. I think, you know, the sense of camaraderie and, you know, wanting to play for other guys is a lot different than years in past. I think when guys make mistakes and they mess up in a game, it's more so, you know, they feel bad for their teammates. They don't want to let their teammates down. I think that's been, you know, one of the biggest things this year, especially in, we played some tight ball games and whatnot, and we got guys who are accountable and making plays because they don't want to see their teammates get let down. So I think, you know, that's really what's given us the edge this year in some of those close games, and, you know, it's really helped us win those games.
And you seem like such a cohesive unit. I see offensive guys on the sidelines cheering for the defense doing the same for the offense, and of course everybody cheering for Kenny Doak when he makes another big field goal.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You know, those kicks that he's made this year have been really crucial for us, I think. You know, in years past, we haven't had that, and just to go in and those moments when all the pressure's on you, all eyes are on you, and he's able to hit that kick against Villanova, and then, you know, the next week against URI team, both two very good football teams, and Villanova, obviously a team that was the first time I've beat them in my 4.5 years, or him to go in and do that has been incredible and really, you know, brought the team together. Those were full team efforts in both those games, offense, defense, and then obviously special teams to cap off both those games. So those have been huge for us, and, you know, credit to him because I'm sure his career here didn't start as he planned, you know, started a little rocky, but he certainly made up for it this year. And he's been, you know, to win us those two games really has been incredible.
I told you I love following you on Twitter. You're very funny. Some great stuff out there down at Western Kentucky, encouraging them to cut that check after the win. And then this one, look, someone may hold you to this. After that big field goal, I'm pretty sure I saw on Twitter that you're thinking about naming your first son, Kenny. Do you feel committed to that?
I think that was a gut reaction. I don't know if that be my first choice of name, but
a little hedging, huh? Okay.
Yeah, but obviously those two kicks that means a lot for our program, our team to win those games and stuff. So, but I think I might be hedging back on that a little bit.
We're talking with Drew Belcher here on Downtown. Well, your Black Bears got some love this week in the polls. Number 16 in the FCS poll, number 11 in the Athlon Power poll. All that really matters is this. You win these last two games, and you are the conference champions. What does that mean to you guys?
That's obviously major, but we got to handle business this week. I mean, we're not looking past the Richmond team. We've already, two games this year, we've kind of looked past opponents. I think William Mary, we kind of overlooked them a little bit with big games looming and our homecoming, and then obviously the Towson game. So we're focused solely on Richmond this week, and that'll put us in position. But we got to get by them, and they're a good football team. They're talented. We've already watched them on tape a little bit. So we got to get by them. It's going to be a big game for us down. It's going to be a little bit of a trip and a flight. So, but we got to beat them first before we can even talk about any of that other stuff.
Well, Drew, it's been a great year so far. I've enjoyed watching you play these last four-plus seasons. I love the way you approach the game. I think you're a terrific leader on this team. And with your leadership and the play on the field from everybody, I think we're going to be playing some football in December, and that's awfully exciting. So thanks for joining us this afternoon, and good luck this weekend at Richmond.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
Drew Belcher with us here on Downtown.